Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Replace Our Worldly Cravings with Heavenly Desires by Alicia Headley. Read by Leah Martin. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6:19-21. We live in a world where everything is showcased across multiple social media platforms. Everything is displayed, from our daily encounters to our house upgrades, vacations, job titles and responsibilities, children's activities, outfits, our fitness and diet routines, even our marriage, and all our social outings. They're on display for everyone to see. Perhaps you're not one to display your life, but you're on these platforms where you most certainly check on others' lives almost daily. Maybe you're not a part of the social media world at all, but you're most likely inundated by your devices each day with a buffet line of alerts and notifications and every type of all the latest and greatest events going on or items we must buy. It's easy to get lured into wanting the next shiny thing in order to keep up with others around us. If we're not careful, this luring can turn into something we begin to start craving, and we find ourselves building our life here on earth in ways that don't line up with God's life that He desires for us to build. Simply having nice things or enjoying shopping and socializing are certainly not wrong, and they're things we should enjoy. When it becomes wrong is when we begin to depend on it and crave it more and more, and perhaps crave it more than the Lord. Today's verse talks about laying our treasures in heaven and not on this earth. Everything we can buy here on earth in a materialistic way or crave on this earth can be destroyed, as today's scripture states. In fact, not only can it be destroyed by wear and tear or stolen by a thief, you can't ever take these things with you after life here on earth. Not one material object you build here on earth will go with you to heaven. 1 Timothy 6:7 says, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out." It's okay to enjoy the things of this earth, but to crave after these things that are fleeting and not eternal can take away from our heavenly treasures. We need to begin to replace our worldly cravings with more heavenly desires. The more we crave things of this world, the more our heart molds into the world. And today's verse says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Is your heart set on the Lord and His desires, or is it set on worldly cravings? The more your heart becomes a heart of this world, the farther away your heart gets from the Lord's perfect plan and the purpose for your life. We must live with a desire for heaven in all circumstances, to not let our heart crave worldly things. Let's strive to crave the Lord more than we crave earthly things. Let's begin to replace our worldly cravings and start planting for ourselves treasures that we can take with us to heaven. Treasures of love, kindness, and forgiveness, and being a disciple to all we meet. Let's turn those worldly cravings into heavenly lasting treasures. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you, Lord, that you've given us scripture like today's verses to shed wisdom on our lives here on earth as we navigate through it. We confess to you today that sometimes we get caught up in worldly pursuits. Sometimes our flesh takes over and we crave the things of this world more than we crave you and your purposes for us. Father, forgive us. We ask for your strength in these times of weakness. We ask that your word will be the lamp that lights our path, as it says in Psalm 119:105. Lead us into a place of contentment rather than a place of wanting more of this world. Please change our desires and craving worldly things. Lord, you've called in Matthew 5:14 for us to be set apart in this world. And we ask for your strength to shine through in our weaknesses. We ask that you guide our hearts to places and people where our treasures are laid up in heaven. We ask for fresh eyes and a new perspective to see our lives from a place of true contentment rather than a place of scarcity, as if we're missing out on what others have. Help us find our joy and worth in you and in your purposes for us. We love you and look forward to the day we spend eternity with you in all your treasures. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.